primul este un... Allahu Akbar.
فلما بلغ معه إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين وفديناه بذبح عظيم وتركنا عليه في الآخرين سلام على إبراهيم كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين وبشرناه بإسحاق نبيا من الصالحين وباركنا عليه وعلى إسحاق ومن ذريتهما محسن وظالم لنفسه مبين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ولقد مننا على موسى وهارون ونجيناهما وقومهما من الكرب العظيم ونصرناهم فكانوا الغالبين وآتيناهما الكتاب المستبين الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him and we repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find the guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and blessing be upon your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions. In continuation of the series of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're still in the events of the Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, the night journey from Mecca to Jerusalem and the ascension to the seven heavens. These two events with the miracles were affirmed in the Quran al-Kareem. The event of the journey from Mecca to Jerusalem was affirmed in Surah Al-Isra. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful, glorified and exalted is He, Allah, above all the evils they associate with Him, who took his slave Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a journey by night from al-Masjid al-Haram at Mecca to al-Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, the neighborhood where we have blessed, in order that we might show him Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam of our signs, proof, and evidence and signs. And the events of Al-Mi'raj were affirmed in the Quran al-Kareem in Surah Al-Najm. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى، إن هو إلا وحي يوحى، علمه الشديد القوى، ذو مرة فاستوى، وهو بالأفق الأعلى، ثم دنا فتدلى، فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى، فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى، ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى، أفتمارونه على ما يرى، ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى، عند سدرة المنتهى، عندها جنة المأوى، إذ يغشى السدرة ما يغشى، ما زاغ البصر وما طغى، لقد رأى من آيات ربه الكبرى. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful, by the star, when it goes down, your companion Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has neither gone astray nor has erred, nor does he speak of desire. It was only a revelation revealed. He has been taught this Quran by one mighty in power, Jibreel, one free from any defect in body and mind. Then he, Jibreel, rose and became stable while he, Jibreel, was in the highest part of the horizon. Then he, Jibreel, approached and came closer and was at a distance of 2 paws length or nearer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to his slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whatever he revealed, the Prophet heard, lied, not in what he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw. Will you then dispute with him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about what he saw during the Mi'raj, the ascension to heaven? And indeed, he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw him, Jibreel, at a second descent near Sidrat al-Muntaha, near it is the paradise of abode, when that covered the lotus tree which did cover it, the sight of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned not aside right or left, nor it transgressed beyond the limits ordained to him. Indeed, he, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did see of the greatest sign of his Lord. This event is one of the major events and miracles of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No prophet ever had it before like him. So just will overview of the purpose and the signs of this if two events, the Isra and Mi'raj. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam above to see the horizon of this world, not only that, also the horizon in the heavens. So he will see how small the world is, and even the people who give him hard time in Quraysh, they are within that dot of the earth, what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw above from the heaven. So in this, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, within the journey, he took precaution in every step. Even when he took the Al-Mi'raj, he tied it in a ring in the wall of the Jerusalem, in Masjid Al-Aqsa, just to show that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling us that we need to be careful, not just to depend on Allah and we leave it. No, he took precaution in every step, and he tied that al-Buraq in his journey. Even that was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to the to the seven heavens, he met the prophets, and starting from Adam alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam called Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the righteous son and the righteous prophet. And the rest of the prophets after him, like Yahya and Isa, and Idris and Yusuf, and Harun and Musa, they called him the righteous brother and the righteous prophet. And also Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam called him the righteous son and the righteous prophet. So that's indication that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was from the descent of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was given the choice between the milk and the wine, he chose the milk. And that's indication that, alhamdulillah, the nation of Prophet Muhammad Sallam in the nature that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala created us for, and also for the five prayers to be affirmed on the seventh heaven, that show the position and the rank of the prayers. That's not it was affirmed from the above the seven heavens, so that we should be careful and we treat the prayers is the most of the most precious pillar in Islam. Alhamdulillah. And now, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to describe to all the prophets that when the disbelievers of Quraysh, they asked him about if he can describe the prophets, he described all of them that carefully and to extent that he mentioned the very detailed about how they look like, and he the Prophet Ibrahim was the one that Prophet Muhammad looked like. Now this for this journeys, it was like a mihna and minha, mean that after the hardship that Prophet Muhammad went through with the disbelievers of Quraysh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded him, took him above, show him the signs in the universe, in this universe, in the earth, and also in the heavens. So that's like a reward for Prophet Muhammad for all what he's going through, and is telling him that he's going through and he's going to go to a new step, which is going to be the migration, and to be ready for the establishment of the state of Islam, inshallah. Prophet Muhammad was coming to the new step in his life, was migration from Medina, and that was a preparation for him, and also to screen the followers with him, because after this event, some of the followers of Islam, they went back. They did not become Muslim anymore. So that was a screening and the indication that all around the Prophet Muhammad is going to be supporting him and they are faithful to him. Now, Prophet Muhammad was able to describe the Jerusalem and the Aqsa in details, that when the disbelievers asked him also to describe it, since they went there and they know how it looks like, so that was a show that the Prophet Muhammad was truthful and he described details about what he'd been through. Also, that was the moment that Siddiq Abu Bakr was given the title when he affirmed the truthfulness of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on all what he said. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to these two journeys in his body and his spirit and his soul. Not only with his soul, no, because if it was his soul only, that would not be a miracle. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him with his body and his soul to that two journeys. Also, that's for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to lead the prophets in prayers. That's an indication that the leadership of Islam, the leadership of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to deliver the message of Islam was given to him. He led all the prophets, and all the prophets was behind him. And also, especially after the failure of the Jews to deliver this message and the great failure for them, so that leadership was taken away from them and was given to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also the connection between Al-Masjid al-Haram and Al-Masjid al-Aqsa, that shows the importance of Al-Masjid al-Aqsa to the Muslims. So this is the Masjid al-Aqsa is very important for the Muslims. So this is just to show what kind of responsibility on Muslims to defend Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. Because the Jews, they are not like a Qawm Aad and Qawm Thamud. No, they are a nation of belief, and they have thoughts, they know about the who's coming, but they are arrogant and they do not fulfill what they're supposed to do. So the enmity between the Islam and Judaism it came from the envies of the Jews, that they don't like the Muslims to lead the world to the oneness, to deliver the oneness of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the world. So and it shows even for in the modern times how some of the Jews leader looking at the Medina, because if we leave the Aqsa to go to continue in the hands of the Jews, that will lead to even that some of the Jews leader were thinking about moving toward the Mecca too, because they thought that their ancestor was living there at one point. Now, when you look at all these signs, will tell that how important it is that we look at all the events, and even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will show some signs about the social activities or the social problems in this world, and how it was handled in the heavens. That, for instance, the punishment of the backbiting. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw people that they eating good things that is not good, and also Angel Jibreel explained to them this is the people who do the backbiting. The punishment of the people who eat the money of the orphans, also it was not favored, and it was very bad along the way. That Prophet Angel Jibreel explained to him too, that too. And the people who use the usury interest, and that was also another sign that Prophet Muhammad saw. And the punishment of adultery, and the people who don't fulfill their promise or honesty, and also the reward of the people who fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw indication for them too. And this is the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the responsibility toward Al-Aqsa. So in the time of Umar ibn Khattab, the Al-Aqsa came back to the Muslims. And also another time, in the time of Salah al-Din al-Ayyub, Al-Aqsa came back to the Muslims, and hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help a Muslim to get the Aqsa back. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأدعو الله أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.